you know, in terms of that. But I want to highlight just one one particular issue, which I think is captures, I think, some of the bigger issues. The whenever we discuss Yom Kippur, you know, the first thing we have to always ask is the relationship between Yom Kippur and Yom Tov. And I've said many years that seems to be a big machlokas Rishonim. When it comes to the other Yom Tovim, right, we generally have the view that Chag HaMatzos, Chag HaSukkos, Shavuos, certainly, maybe even Rosh Hashanah, likely Rosh Hashanah to some extent, although the dynamics is a little different than in the others, right, there are two aspects, there are two dinim. There's the specific character of the Chag, and then there's the more generic quality of Nikra Kodesh, Mikroi Kodesh, Yom Tov, etc. And it's always a question, right, how to navigate between both of those. In most cases, aside for Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippurim, right, they're mutually enhancing, right, in terms of Simcha, in terms of other things, Suda, Rosh Hashanah, and Yom Kippur, right, even if there are two dinim, so the two dinim are going to come into some conflict and tension, and as a result, it's not such a simple matter. And then you have to determine the overriding, and I think that's part of the story of Rosh Hashanah. Rosh Hashanah unquestionably has a Mikroi Kodesh Yom Tov aspect. The question is whether the Simcha of that Yom Tov is compatible fully with the year of Afachad of Rosh Hashanah, and that's where you get some issues of the halal question, the discussion about Avelus, Tzidkas Chatzedek, fasting, and all sorts of other issues. But when it comes to Yom Kippur, the short part of the story, I think the case that can be made, at least for many Rishonim, that we go even one giant step further. And that is that Yom Kippur is singular. There is no generic Yom Tov status at all. I'd like to always highlight this in the Psukim, said in the past, and Parshas Emor, not only Emor, and Pinchas, and Achrimos, right? Whenever the Torah speaks generally about Mikra Kodesh, it's always connected to Kol Malacha Savoda Losas. Starting from Shabbos, where it's Kol Malacha, that's maybe what Shabbos provides to Parshas Emor, right, the idea of the relationship between Mikra Kodesh and Isur Malacha, as if to say, Torah is telling us, generic Mikra Kodesh has an Isur Malacha. And that's why every Yom Tov, the Mikra Kodesh is connected with the Isur Malacha, because Isur Malacha isn't the theme of the day. The Isur Malacha is just an expression of it being Yom Tov. On Shabbos, it has two dinim, that's the transition. Shabbos is Shavo Shavas Mikol Balakto, Asher Baro Lekim Lasos. The specific motif of Shabbos is Isur Malacha. And Parshas Emor, for the first time, the Torah says, Shabbos is also the paradigm, right, of Mikra Kodesh, and it exports the idea of Isur Malacha to the rest of, that's a short part of the story, of a much longer topic. Not with regard to Yom Kippur. With regard to Yom Kippur, it's the only one in Parshas Emor, and it's consistent every time Yom Kippur appears in Torah Shebichzav, right, also in Pinchas, also in Achrimos, that the words Mikra Kodesh are connected not with Isur Malacha, but with V'nisim es nafsho sechem. And the Isur Malacha of Yom Kippur, which is also the full complement, there's no heter ochel nefesh, it's not Malacha Savoda, it's called Malacha, right, is also not connected with some generic Mikra Kodesh. It's connected to Ki Yom Kippurim hu lechaper aleichem. To me, the Torah is saying loud and clear, subtly, but loud and clear subtly, that Yom Kippur, it's Mikra Kodesh, meaning its generic part, is not generic but specific Yom Kippur. It's Isur Malacha is specific Yom Kippur. The Rambam, I think, read the Psukim this way and other indications as well. Right, the Rambam in Hilchos Yom Tov, right, talks about the Yom Tovim and makes allusion to Shavuos and Rosh Hashanah, but omits Yom Kippur. He speaks about, you know, Heter Ochel Nefesh as if it applies to all Yom Tovim. He doesn't say except Yom Kippur because he doesn't think that Yom Kippur is a Yom Tov. The Rambam treatment of Yom Kippur is before Hilchos Yom Tov. Every other discussion of every other Chag is after Hilchos Yom Tov. It's in the aftermath of Hilchos Shabbos and Hilchos Erevin. Right? It's called Hilchos Shvisas Asar. The Rambam, when he wants to describe Achila and Shtiyah, speaks about shvisa miachilo shtiya, and of course there are other indications as well. Again, the fact that there is the full complement of isur malacha, if not explained by the views of those Rishonim who think that heter ochel nefesh is a function of chiyuv suda v'simcha, like the Shagas Aryeh and the Netziv and others, so then of course Yom Kippur has the full complement. But according to other Rishonim who think that heter ochel nefesh is a type of isur malacha, and the Shabbos is different because that's kivo shabbos mikol malachto asher bara lokim lasos, so then the fact that there is full isur malacha on Yom Kippur is significant. The Mishnah says in Megillah, Ein Bein Yom Kippurim, Shabbos Yom Kippurim, Ela Zdono Kares, right, as opposed to Zdono Skila. So there's Misa, there is the full complement, right, this is the date among the Achronim. What's the rule about, we say, Chiluk Malachos B'Shabbos, Ein Chiluk Malachos B'Yom Tov, what about Yom Kippur? We say, Mumar L'Chal Shabbos is a Mumar L'Chal Torah Kula, right, but not other Yomim Tovim, Mevazes Amoadim. But, you know, it's a terrible thing. But it's not Mumar L'Chol HaTorah Kula. What about Yom Kippur? Big discussion in the poskim. Again, a lot of these issues can be explained in different ways. I'm not suggesting that they all point in the direction that I'm talking about right now. But many of them certainly point in the direction of there being that Shabbos Shabboson is not a Melitza B'Alma. Shabbos Shabboson is something that we take very seriously, like the Gemara itself seems to in Yuma. Where the Gemara quotes this on that Pei Aleph, and the Rambam I think certainly was very impressed with these Diukim and the Psukim or these other realities, and it led him also to conclude that you know, not only is Yom Kippur not a Yom Tov typically, but Yom Kippur is a kind of a Shabbos. The Ramban already points out in Chulin Daf Kaf Aleph, discussing the Shita of Rabbi Kiva there, the baby Einis or Chalal Iser is different when it comes to Yom Kippur and Shabbos. The Rambam expresses this in a very famous way in Hilchos Erevin. You know, we paskin that consecutive Shabbos v'Yom Tov is Shtei Kedushos, so you can make an Eruv Tchumin, you know, one day in one direction and the next day in another direction. And the Rambam paskins that, he says yearly, admitting that he has no Makar, that when it comes to Shabbos and Yom Kippur in the olden days, when they used to have the calendar on, based on Kiddush HaChodesh, so you could have one after the other. Under those conditions, the Rambam says that Kiddush HaChasein, you have to have a single tchum for both days. That's an amazing psak. He says, after all, Yom Kippur, Shabbos, it's one Kiddusha. And that very much justifies the Rambam's scheme, the way he formulates these dinim and some of his psakim as well. So when it comes to the question, for example, of how do you manage on Yom Kippur the diverse obligations of Yom Kippur and Yom Tov, right? Do you make Kiddush if you're a Chol HaMesukan? Do you have Lechem Mishnah? All of those questions. So it's fascinating that that's one expression of this issue. And that's a Machlokas of Rishonim, the Rush, and Rajba. The Poskim Shulchan Aruch battle it out as well. The person is ill, so he can't fast. He might as well attend to the Yom Tov aspect. That's one issue. The other expression of it, and you could be Mechalik, certainly, is the expression of Rabbeinu Yonah. Right? One of the explanations Rabbeinu Yonah provides of Kalocha B'chi, Kilu Achal, Kilu Isana, rather, B'asiri, or B'chi V'asiri. One of the views that Rabbeinu Yonah suggests is that there's a chiyuv achila shel Yom Tov on Yom Kippur, but you can't accomplish it because of inisim esnaf shel seichem. Right, therefore, Erev Yom Kippur is the sudas Yom Tov. But that's a little tricky. That's not the same as the Rosh and the Rajba, right? You wonder. And if you're a chol mesukan, Rabbeinu Yonah would think you have to eat on Yom Kippur. I doubt it. I can't be sure. And the Rambam, who I think certainly would go on the side of, you know, Chol HaMesukah not making Kiddush or Lechem Mishnah or Azkara and Birchas HaMazon because of the way that I portrayed it, is it impossible that he would accept the view of Rabbeinu Yonah about Erev Yom Kippur? I'm not sure. My guess is he wouldn't be happy with it anyway, but I can't be certain. That's a tricky second example of it. A third is a discussion in the Gilyonei Ashas and maybe other Achronim about the possibility of being Makabel the Kedushas Hayom early. Maybe I can be Makabel Yom Tov before I can be Makabel Yom Kippur. Then I can make Kiddush for Yom Tov, you know, and do all of that, you know, and not collide with Yom Kippur. But the as he points out, you know, that's a big question. Can you really split two, if there are two Kedushas Hayoms, are they splittable? And are they splittable by means of Tosefes Kedusha? So what's fascinating is the Gilyonei Ashas, when he discusses this question in Pe'alef in Yuma, so he says, I think you can't do it. And the reason I think you can't do it is because otherwise somebody would have done that on Yom Kippur Shekol Yos B'Shabbos. Right? They would have made Kiddush and fulfilled their Oneg Shabbos. And they wouldn't have had a problem because they would have only been a Makaba, one Kedusha. So apparently, you can't do that. The then he quotes a Tanya Rabasi, who seems to say that in theory you could do it. So is it, I think the broader question about Tosefes Kedusha and whether you can split it is a fascinating question. Have you really changed the day? Or are you just imposing the Hugim upon yourself? What is the relationship between different types of Kedushas Hayom? Let's say you have two calendar Kedushas Hayoms as opposed to a week of the a week calendar and a month calendar Kedushas Hayom, like Shabbos and Yom Kippur. Does it matter? I think there are all sorts of questions and it relates to all sorts of other issues. But this last point, the relationship between Shabbos and Yom Kippur as opposed to the Shabbos and Yom Tov part, I think is particularly highlights an interesting issue. Many of the poskim say, you know, that on Shabbos of Yom Kippur, a chola will make Kiddush. Even if they hold that on a regular Yom Kippur, Yom Tov, they won't. Again, some of them explain because the Kiddush of Shabbos is Dorais and the Kiddush of Yom Tov is Drabanan. I think a far more compelling explanation is that Yom Kippur and Yom Tov may not exist, the Yom Tov of Yom Kippur may not exist. Or even as a Yom Tov, it's overridden or defined by Yom Kippur. Shabbos and Yom Kippur, on the other hand, those are two different chalos. That's a coincidence of the calendar. However, even that is questionable in light of certainly the Rambam's broader sheet of Shabbos Shabbosom, because you might say that if Shabbos and Yom Kippur are very closely connected, then Shabbos Yom Kippur is a different chalos. It's not just Shabbos and Yom Kippur, it's Shabbos Yom Kippur. Now you might say this about the convergence of any two Dvarim Shebekedusha. The Or Sameach has such a suggestion, based on the Gemara in Zvachim. Gemara in Zvachim seems to say that a Korban Tamid on Shabbos is a Tamid Shel Shabbos. And the Or Sameach quotes that to explain why it is that the Rambam and Hukkos Avodas Yom Kippurim, Ram writes that if Yom Kippur calls out on Shabbos, the Kohen Gadol will do the Avoda also for the Musafe Shabbos. He has no Makar. So the Or Sameach says, what's the Makar? That Gemara in Zvachim. And then he says, Mikan, that if a Chol Mesukan on Shabbos Yom Kippur, you know, wants to know whether to make Kiddush, he shouldn't make Kiddush. So the Or Sameach basically is suggesting that the convergence of any two, and I think it's a very powerful idea, I've spoken a lot about it in the past, the convergence of any two, Dvarim Shebekedusha, should not be viewed as a coincidence, but as a kind of what I call a juggernaut, right? The hyphenation, right, creates its own entity. And therefore, that's what happens here. However, what I'd like to just remind everybody is two things. Number one, in the issue of that Gemara in Zvachim, and the idea that two Dvarim Shebekedusha that converge aren't just a coincidence, but they're a chalos b'fnei atzmo. It's certainly possible to be mechalek between the different combinations. I wouldn't necessarily say the same thing, right, about Tamid and Shabbos as I would about Rosh Chodesh and Shabbos, or Rosh Hashanah and Rosh Chodesh, right, or Yom Kippur and Shabbos, or Shabbos and Yom Tov. I'm not telling you in which direction, because that requires independent presentations, and there's a lot to talk about. Meaning, I happen to be the opinion that there's a lot of evidence that Rosh Hashanah is a super Rosh Chodesh. the Kesel Yom Chagenu isn't a coincidence. I also think that Shabbos and Rosh Chodesh is a combination which is a juggernaut by definition, because you know Yisrael Mekadesh Yisrael Vazmanim and the Kavu of Akaima of Sheish Yisrael Breishis as opposites, as two opposite paradigms, right? Their combination, right, is different than things that are, one is a super expression of the other, like Rosh Hashanah and Rosh Chodesh, or maybe Shabbos and Yom Kippur. But they're different. What I'm suggesting is this idea of the Gemara in Zvachim, that when you have a hyphen, or that when you have two things together, you put a hyphen, and that's a juggernaut. I think that you have to examine different combinations, and then there might be different reality results. But just to remind everybody that the Or Sameach's Makar is the Rambam about Shabbos and Yom Kippur. And especially for the Rambam himself, given his comment in Hilchos Eruvin and his scheme in Hilchos Avodas Yom Kippurim, I think the idea that Shabbos and Yom Kippur particularly merge is an idea that the Rambam would find very appealing, and maybe that's, instead of the Or Sameach's idea that the Makar is Vachim, maybe the idea is more specific to this combination. Now, having said that, so then going back to the Guyoni Ashas, Guyoni Ashas says, we know that you can't be Makabel Yom Tov before Yom Kippur, or any other two Dvarim Shebe Kedusha that converge, because otherwise you do it on Shabbos and Yom Kippur, and we don't find it. But of course, in light of what I'm saying, right, it could be that there are two different issues. One is the convergence of Dvarim Shebe Kedusha, a meta halachic question more generally. The other depends on the particular combination. Lo harei Rosh Hashanah Rosh Chodesh, kare Shabbos v'Yom Tov, kare Yom Kippur v'Yom v'Shabbos, kare Yom Kippur v'Yom Tov. And therefore, the Raya of the Guyoni Ashas may not be such a strong Raya. What I'd like to suggest is to go a step further. The other reason why you just might not be able to combine Shabbos and Yom Kippur, especially for the Rambam, though, is because the Rambam simply may not believe in Tosefes Kedusha, at least Daraisa, in anything other than Yom Kippur. That's what I want to zero in on for the next couple of minutes, a topic in its own right, but connected, and I'd like to develop it a little bit. The Rambam quotes the din of Tosefes Yom Kippur. Well, let me start backwards. Let me start back a little bit. Some background. The Gemara in Rosh Hashanah, Daf Tes Amud Aleph, and the Gemara in Yuma, and Pei Aleph Amud Aleph and Pei Aleph Amud Beis, discusses the concept of Tosefes Yom Kippur, both with respect to Inuyim, I'm not going to read it because it's a little late, you can look it up, both with respect to Inuyim and with respect to Malacha. If you look at the Gemaras there, I'm not going to read them now, but Pei Aleph Amud Aleph and Pei Aleph Amud Beis, or Tes Amud Aleph and Rosh Hashanah, the Gemara then expands from Inuyim to Malacha, from Malacha to Shabbos, and to Malacha on Shabbos and Yom Tov. If you read the Gemaras alone, without any kind of prejudice, the impression you would get would be that the source of Mosif and Bichal HaKodesh is Yom Kippur, the application is to all Dvarim Shebikdusha. Shabbos, Yom Tov, Yom Kippur, Malacha, and Inu. As far as I'm concerned, there's another makar for Tosefes Kedusha, Bacharish Ubakatsir Tishbos, connected to Shemitah. That would be significant as well. But if the makar is the psukim regarding Yom Kippur, which is the majority view in the Gemara, I would still think, Lishitasi, that that would be a very important phenomenon. Right? I'm of the opinion, as definitely has been expressed in this room quite often, that a limud, right, is not just a Gilui Milsa, or often, or at least we should look into whether a limud isn't more than a Gilui Milsa. But that the method of the limud, right, the source of the information, especially when it's striking, can be significant. So that, if of all Dvarim Shebekdusha, Tosefes Yom Kippurim, I'm sorry, Tosefes Kedusha, sorry, has its makar in Yom Kippur, right, I find that to be extremely significant. It's not just, well, there had to be sometimes there had to be some makar, this is it. Or the makar, let's say if it was Shabbos. If it was Shabbos, I'd say, yeah, you know, the first historic Mikra Kodesh, the paradigm of Mikra Kodesh Yisra Malacha, right? Kola Shavua Yonek Mina Shabbos. But Yom Kippur Achas Bashana, the most unusual day of the year, the most unique day of the year, the day which is so sui generis that, according to what I'm suggesting, in the Psukim about Mikra Kodesh and for the Rambam, there's not even a Yom Tov generic. That's the makar for Dvarim Shevikdusha Tosefes Michal LaKodesh. That would be an amazing thing. But it's even more amazing for the Rambam. The Rambam Perek Aleph, Hilchos Shvisas Asar, Halacha Hey, and I'm sorry, Chal Bav and Zayin, begins the halacha by telling you, it's also really interesting, don't think that the dinim of Achila and Shtia and the other inuyim, don't think they apply only during the day. You should know, just like in Malacha, they apply night and day. Okay? Based on the Gemara, but it's interesting that the Rambam quotes that Gemara. And then he says, and by the way, Mosifin Milafanov Umila Achrov with the inuyim. The Magid Mishnah zeroes in and says, apparently the Rambam only thinks that this Tosefes inui, not Malacha. And if you look in all of Yad HaChazaka, right, if you look at Hilchos Shabbos and Hilchos Yom Tov, he doesn't mention Tosefes Kedusha there at all. The Beis Yosef in Siman Reish Samach Tes, Hilchos Shabbos, and again in Hilchos Yom Kippurim, like the Magid Mishnah, he quotes the Magid Mishnah, he buys the Magid Mishnah's conclusion. He also points out that the Tur only mentions Tosefes Kedusha in the context of Yom Kippur, although the Beis Yosef is bothered. He says if he's accepting Shitas HaRambam, which is against all other Rishonim, we would have thought that he would have limited to Inuyim. It's interesting that he actually applies it also to Malacha, and that the Tur is different than the Rambam. Okay. Now, the only Tosefes Kedusha is Yom Kippur. Number one, it's against the Pashtus of the Gemaras. So the Lechem Mishnah and others, they do contortions to try to read the Gemaras according to the Rambam. The Rambam had a different girsa. The Rambam felt it was a machlokes. It's connected to what the Rambam's view is about Kala Ocha B'chi, Kila Misana B'chi V'asir, which is a topic in its own right. I'll just mention that very quickly. The Rambam doesn't quote that halacha in Shulchan Shvisa Sasar. If you look at the Ein Mishpat, Ner Mitzvah, invariably, whenever that halacha comes up, they always quote the Shulchan Aruch and not the Rambam. In some of the later Gemaras, they have like a little asterisk, and they say, oh, there should also be a reference to the Rambam, because Rambam quotes this halacha. But where does he quote it? In Perek Gimel Hilchos Nedarim Halacha Tes. If a person makes a shvua, a neder, that he wants, that he won't eat, so neder is chal al dvar mitzvah, and one of the examples that the Rambam gives is, he gives example of Shabbos, he gives example of Yom Tov, he gives the example of Rosh Chodesh, he gives the example of Erev Yom Kippur. But he omits it completely from Shvisa Sasa. You can't blame the Ein Mishpat Ner Mitzvah, right? Maybe he knew it was there and they wanted to, like, you know, it's a side halacha. I mean, the Rambam thinks that there's a din of Achila Erev Yom Kippur. He obviously doesn't think that it's pivotal to the Kedusha Sayom of Shvisa Sasa, of Yom Kippur. Maybe that's part of the puzzle as well in terms of how the Rambam's read the Psukim. The point is, the Rambam is going out on a limb. And what's particularly fascinating about this limb is that the Rambam thinks that Yom Kippur is Shabbos Shabboson, right? It obtains of or shares much with Kedusha Shabbos. And yet, he thinks, apparently, that Tosefes Kedusha still thinks is limited to Yom Kippur. And surely, that is very telling and very surprising. So what does it show? Number one, it means that Shabbos and Yom Kippur, while sharing much and constituting a parallel, and even Kedusha Achas in some respects, are still, of course, different. The Mechayev of Shabbos is still Kavua V'kayma M'sheish Yisimei Breishis Shabbos Shavas Mikol Malachdo Asher Bar Elokim La'asos. The Mechayev of Yom Kippur is V'nisim Esnaf Shoseichem, the opportunity to exhibit a Kula L'Hashem on this day, to outdo the Malachim, because the Malachim are single-minded creatures. Right? That's why Malach can only do a single Shlichos. And they don't have, you know, an inclination to eat and to drink. It's not difficult for them to stand, you know, or to stay up all night. If you can outdo the Malachim on Yom Kippur, B'nisim esnaf shoseichem, right? Ki b'yom hazeh yechaper aleichem l'taher eschem mikol chatoseichem lifnei Hashem, titaru, if you can be lifnei Hashem on Yom Kippur properly, right? So one way to do that is to disengage from malacha, shvisa mi malacha, not kibo shavas mikol malachto ashavar lekim lasos. As part of the headiness of this single-minded focus for this one day of the year. And the other way is v'nisim esnaf shosecha, to disengage from the other aspect of normal human conduct. Not to afflict yourself, to give yourself pain. It's not part of the, it's not sigufim necessarily, but it's part of this headiness of a yom shekulo l'Hashem. I always like to say that Yom Kippur is the most unique day of the year, the most singular day of the year, and it's also the most relevant day of the year. It's like Shabbos in that respect too. It's a parallel to Shabbos in many things, even though it expresses itself differently. The world and the week revolves around Shabbos, Tachlis Ma'asev Reishis. The world and the year revolves, in many respects, around Yom Kippur. Achas Bashana, it's a unique day, a singular day. My speculation, but, you know, despite, in addition to the fact that Pikuach Nefesh would make it hard to have a Yontov Sheni Shel Golios, and that's what some of the posts can explain, I've always felt that another reason, even if you could do it, would be, by definition, Yom Kippur's Achas Bashana. You can't have 2 days of Yom Kippur. Rosh Hashanah is a very complex, multi-themed day. It's a day in which very few words in the Torah produces an incredible amount of avoda and introspection to figure out, you know, how to navigate all of that. The Malchus, Achronos, and Shofros, and Shmiah, and Tkiah, and everything goes with it. Midrabanan, it's perfect for Rosh Hashanah to be a 48-hour day. And Yom Kippur is an Achas Bashana. It's the unique day of the year. You can't have 2 Yom Kippurs. You can't even have a second Yom Kippur. But what you can have in Yom Kippur is Tosefes Michal Al HaKodesh, acknowledging and recognizing some of the themes and motifs of Yom Kippur, right, that are unique but that are a linchpin for all year round. So let me discuss very briefly some of those themes. Each one really is a topic in its own right. Number one, the perspective that people sometimes have about Yom Kippur is a very begrudging one, right? They see it as a day to get past. They dread it, but not because, you know, so much is at stake. It's a scary day, year of a fachad. Again, I always like to quote the language of the Pirush Mishnayos. No, not just year of a fachad, the Ein Bam Simcha Yisera, which is the language of the Rambam and Yad HaChazaka. But the language of Pirush Mishnayos, you know, year of a fachad, right? Umivrach umanos elav. It's a year of a fachad that brings you to the Ribbono Shel Olam, not that scares you away from him, a sense of reliance. Fortunately, too many people see Yom Kippur as a dreaded day. They can't eat, they can't drink, you know, there's a lot of shul, there's a lot of standing. The way that we're supposed to relate to Yom Kippur is an incredible opportunity. The Chinuch says it's a day of simcha because of the opportunity of tshuva. That's part of it. But even the manifesting of one's spiritual side, as they say, has a certain incredible headiness. The ability to do this, right, confirms man's tzelem Elokim and is a linchpin for his balanced, complex life the rest of the year. The right thing is for him to balance as a human being all year round if one day a year he can prove his credentials, right, that he's better than an angel. And in that sense, that opportunity both taps into a certain spirituality that is just heady, and as I say, it's a linchpin and allows for everything else. The fact that there's no avelus, according to Rabbeinu Yonason and the Shiltos, the Zman, according to the Rabbeinu Yonason, are expressions of simcha, but not only because of the opportunity of tshuva, but coinciding and overlapping with it. Again, in the Machzor that they put out with the Rav's Aros, so he has a line there, not his own, something I think it's maybe from Rabbi Saul Salant or somebody, I forget who he quotes it from, something like, Tisha B'Av is a day where you can't eat, Yom Kippur is a day where you wouldn't want to eat. Something like that. But there's something very true about it. The idea that v'nisim es nafshoseichem is something to embrace is expressed in the Gemara, I think, in two ways. The Gemara 9, Dalet Amud Beis and Yuma, right, discusses what does the Nisam Sancho Seichan mean? Maybe it means it's a hot day, you should sit in the sun, you know, and get close to a sunstroke, or a cold day, and you should sit without your favorite sweater. So the Gemara says, no, no, no. It's got to be a Sheval Tase, not a Kumbase. Why Sheval Tase, not a Kumbase? Then there's a Gemara in Pe'alef, Amud Aleph, which we spoke a lot about last year because we were learning Achila. The Gemara there says, how come there's no lav formulated in the Torah, no azhara? Right, ein onshin elam kein mazirim. So there's a virtual azhara, but it's not explicit in the Torah. Right, the Rambam paskins that there's a lav based on this Gemara. Rav Sajigon only counts as a mitzvah saseh of Yom Kippur; doesn't count a lav. The Gemara is amazing. Gemara, we read it last year, I think, pre Yom Kippur, as I recall, when we discussed the idea of tzom and achila on Yom Kippur. Tried to develop the idea then, because the Gemara says, well, there's no way to write the lav. To capture. If you write don't eat, you'll think it's kazayas. If you write don't not fast, then you'll think you should eat. It's a very tamua gemara. This is what we said last year. The Rebbe Shalom couldn't figure out a way to formulate, there was not enough ingenuity in Torah Shebichsav to write this down. So I think what the Gemara means is something else. What the Gemara means is we didn't want to formulate it in such a way that would give a wrong impression of what it's really about. We didn't want to make it just into an Isra Achila. Right? And we certainly didn't want you to think that V'nisem is about suffering. We want this to be done not in a kumbase way, because that implies, oh, there's a maisa mitzvah. This is what you're supposed to do on Yom Kippur. It's more than that. This is what Yom Kippur is. It's Kedusha Sayom. It's Mikra Kodesh is V'nisem Esnaf Shel Seichen. It's not just a maisa mitzvah that you do on the day. Right? It should be a kumbase, a passive kumbase, because that is an experience. That's what you're living through the day. But it's not something that you're doing that implies it's just a physical action. So that's the Gemara 9 Dalet Amud Beis, and that's the Gemara in Pe'alef Amud Aleph. Rav Sajigon captured by saying, you know what, it's an assay. Although it's an assay whose neglect as an opportunity is Mechayev Yemisa. The Rambam said there's a virtual Azara. It's a lav too. But it's only virtual, not because the Torah wasn't ingenious enough. Because the Torah wanted to emphasize this lav's novea from the opportunity, from the kiyum, from the asay. There's a certain embrace of the nisa nesnaf shel seichen, and that's what it's supposed to be. What better way to highlight that, and there's much more to say about that theme, than through Tosefes Kedusha. Dafka Yom Kippur, dafka v'nisem, we begin early and we extend it late. For two reasons. Number one, that's our passive kumbase. People aren't eating all day, every minute. So how do you know when does the Nisim of Yom Kippur begin? 2 hours in, when you start feeling a little more hungry, especially if you're eating Erev Yom Kippur? That might be one of the pshatim in Kolocho B'tshik and the Misana Basiri. You have to eat so you can stop eating then, so you can start fasting B'sheva Al Tase. But when we are Mosifin in the Nisim, when you're not allowed to eat for 20 minutes before, or 10 minutes before, then what you've done is you found a kumbase sheval tasa way to begin the experience, and at the same time to highlight that you're anticipating it, right? That you're embracing it, and you've been doing it all day, right? And you're going to continue it, right? As we know, right? Ellie and I had this experience recently. On a fast day, you can't push the tzibor too far, right? You know, if you have a few more words to finish the shir, and I'm guilty of this all the time, I admit it. So on a fast day, they'll kill you. Right? With one exception, Yom Kippur. Not just because they know the halacha, but because the experience of Yom Kippur, and, you know, you reach that crescendo at the end of Yom Kippur and Ne'ilah, you want to be mosifin a little bit, mechol ala kodesh. Right? Because it's not torture. You might, your stomach might be grumbling. That's why there's a heter of knivas yerek, either to add the agmas nefesh or to counter the agmas nefesh. But the point is that Tosefes establishes this theme. A. B. Sorry, I don't have time for each one. Hachana is a prerequisite for a davar shebikdusha. And the more kedusha, the more hachana. Right? So the whole maisa brachos is a hachana for Shabbos. Tachlis Masa Bracious. The whole week revolves around preparing and the lingering effect and impact of Shabbos. The same is true for Shabbos Shabbosel. The same is true for Gilui Shechina, that there had to be preparation. According to the Gemara in Shabbos, Moshe Rabbeinu told the Rabbanu Shalom, we need one more day. Imagine the whole human history, right? Preparing for that one point, the Rabbanu Shalom is ready to appear, and Moshe Rabbeinu says, one more day. That's not just a heksher, right? That's a prerequisite, that's an indispensable aspect of growing from that experience. And then, of course, afterwards, you need a matir to leave the har, right? Shvu lachem la'alechem. It doesn't end, right? You need a matir. In order to be a real Dovr Shebektusha, to really live it, experience it, and have the impact of it, you need to prepare, and there has to be a lingering aftermath. And that's not just as an imperative. If it really has that effect, you have to prepare, and there has to be an aftermath. Yom Kippur, as I said, is something we prepare for all year round, and we feel its effect all year round. I always like to quote the Marsha. It says, there's no din of Shloshim Yom by Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur, because they belong to the rest of the year. That's what I mean when I say the most unique day of the year is the most relevant day of the year. When you look at the Parsha of Ketores, Shel Kal Shana, it alludes already to what's going to happen on that one day a year when Ketores plays its ultimate role, the Daka Menadaka, right? The Lefnai B'Lefnim of Yom Kippur. When the Rambam speaks about the status of having more than one wife or a Kohen Gadol, right? So the Rav understood what the Rambam meant was all year round you have to be considering what you're going to be doing on Yom Kippur. I think if you look at Hilchos Kli HaMikdash and others, again, details not for now, the Rambam also, and maybe even more so, means it in the other direction. If all year round you were allowed to have two wives, you'd be allowed to have two wives on Yom Kippur too. Yom Kippur is the linchpin in both directions for the rest of the year. What better way for Hachana and Hashpa, and what better way to highlight that role than to be Mosif Minachol Ala Kodesh? You literally take a piece of the year from before and a piece of the year after, and you integrate it with Yom Kippur. You don't do that anywhere else. Or according to the other Rishonim, you do it on Yom Kippur because that's unique and that's what Yom Kippur is all about as a living experience, and that impacts the rest of Dovr Shebektusha as well. Let's take it a step further. Yom Kippur as a Kedushas Hayom is unique. No other day do we speak of, except Shabbos in a different respect, of having intrinsic Kedusha. Shabbos has intrinsic kedusha, kibo Shabbos mikol melachto, because it's kavua v'kaima. Yom Kippur is a man-made davar shebekedusha, which is intrinsic, reflected in its isur melacha, but also in the very concept of itzumo shel yom, which is mechaper. Itzumo shel yom, the words itself. According to Rebbe, even maybe mechaper b'li tshuva. And what do we mean by that? It's not magic, it's not mystical, but it is the power of a day. It means that if you truly immerse yourself in Yom Kippur and what it's all about, everything we're speaking about and more, that's in lieu of tshuva. Doesn't mean you don't need to do tshuva, because it's a day of Kulal Hashem. If you can recognize, right, the opportunity in Kulal Hashem, and you can actually experience it, then that builds a certain or rebuilds a certain relationship with the Ribbono Shel Olam, which is the parallel of tshuva. And that's what Yom Kippur as an intrinsic day of Kedusha is about. But to do that, you have to acknowledge the day and you have to embrace the day. Number one, if it's going to accomplish that feat, almost magical feat, Itzumo Shoyom Mechaper, it's the kind of Kedusha that doesn't have borders. It has to overflow in both directions, Mosifin Lefonav and Mosifin La'acharav. But even more than that, it's important to acknowledge and to integrate yourself into that Kedushas Hayom for it to work. That's why the Gemara says in Shavuos that if a person is Mevayik B'Yom HaKippurim, even according to Rebbe, who says you don't need Tshuva on Yom Kippur, but if you're in denial of your, if you're a Yom Kippur denier, then it doesn't work. Why? Because you're denied the miracle? Maybe. That would certainly be just. But it's more than that. For the miracle to work, right, you can't deny it. I always like to point out that the Mishnah in Yuma, right, has two different formulations, right? Omer echtav yashuv, echtav yashuv, ein maspikin biyado lasos tshuva. Omer echtav yom ha-kippurim mechaper, ein yom ha-kippurim mechaper. The Rambam, in Perek Dalet, Hilchos Tshuva, quotes them the same. I think that's very significant. I think it shows that he thinks that Yom Kippur, whether he paskins like Rebbe or the Chachamim is not so clear, but he holds that the Tshuva of Yom Kippur and the Tshuva of Kol HaShana, as different as they are, they're also the same, or they're parallel. And I like to have a cake, my cake, and eat it too. But even the Diuk in the Mishnah, which I think is very significant, doesn't deny that parallel, but it highlights, right, that there's a different dynamic. What it means is, in tshuva, ha'omer echtav yashuv, if you want to exploit tshuva, instead of seeing tshuva as a way of neutralizing chataim and an amazing opportunity, but you want it to be the catalyst for your chataim, right? So you cynically transform it and exploit it, that ein maspikin biyad olasos tshuva. Well, make sure that you don't do a tshuva that would neutralize that particular chet. But when it comes to Yom Kippur, it's a much more direct correlation, right? Ha'omer echtav Yom HaKippur Mechaper, ein Yom HaKippur Mechaper, because you're not relating to it as Yom Kippur. The cynicism, right, destroys, it's not ein maspikin biyado. It's just not Yom Kippur anymore. You have to acknowledge, you have to embrace, you have to integrate into that Yitzumo Shel Yom. One of the best ways to highlight that and to do it is to anticipate it and to make it linger. Mosifin b'tchilaso, mosifin b'sofo, and dafka on the V'nisan Esnaf Shoseichem, or this perspective in V'nisan Esnaf Shoseichem. Moreover, as I said before, Shabbos is Kedusha V'kaima, that's Mekadesh HaShabbos. Yom Kippur, with all of its regimentation, is still Mekadesh Yisrael. Again, it's a fascinating thing, suggested in the past. You have Rosh Hashanah, I think the most multifarious, multi-leveled day of the year, and very highly individualistic, at least according to some. And I like to point to the views of those Gaonim who say, it's up to you if you want to fast. That's an amazing shita. Right? Or, right, even if you don't fast, since some people think you should fast, and there's merit to it, even though we don't do it, you know, maybe there's no chazara if you forget yalla v'yava, and many more. The point is, Rosh Hashanah is a day where there's a lot of personal initiative in addition to the many things that you're obligated to do, because it's the beginning of the process and you're supposed to find yourself in that process. Yom Kippur is the opposite. That's because it's a process. It begins at the beginning of Elul. It's heightened in the Aseres Yemei Tshuva, Dershu Hashem Behi Matzo, Karubi Yoso Karov. You go from Rosh Hashanah without even saying Avinu Malkeinu Chatanu Lefanecha. Many Rishonim take out that first sentence with no vidui, to the multiple viduyim and slichos of Yom Kippur. You go from the complexity and the personal choice of the beginning of the Aseres Yemei Tshuva to the most regimented Seder Yom HaKippurim, Seder Avoda, Imshina, it's Ma'akev. You have to do everything exactly right, and everything is black and white. It's a loyalty test. This is what I tried to develop over the years. I think it's true. The Shnei Sirim, Echad Shavim B'mare, Shavim B'koma, Afilu Kniyasan Kiachad, but it's O Kulo Lashem or nothing on this day. It's Nichnas Lefnai B'Lefnim or it's thrown off the Tzuk. You go from one to the other. That's part of the Hachana. But more than that, you do that, you have this most regimented, black and white, loyalty, you know, test day of the year, and nonetheless you retain some initiative and some input. It's still the Yom Kippur that you make of it. And the way that you're able to accomplish that, to remain, or to continue to emphasize the Rosh Chodesh part of all of this, the fact that man is a partner with the Ribbono Shel Olam, on the contrary, his Tzelem Elokim strengthened by passing this test, being able to muster you know, the malachim posture on this day, to prove he could do it every day if he needed to. And that's why he's given a greater ambition to live in this world with all of its challenges and balance that is necessary, but not in a compromising, mediocre way, but with all of the idealism of the Yom Kippur. He can do that because he remains a partner in this enterprise, a junior partner with the Rebbe Shlomo. Therefore, the Tzumos Shel Yom, in addition to overflowing, in addition to being something that you embrace and don't want to let go of, is something which the individual has to add to as well. Right? It's interesting that there's no figure, no sum, there's a discussion in the postgame. How much do you add Mechol Al HaKodesh? In theory, I might add X amount and you might add X minus one or X plus one, as the case may be. Even the regimented Yom Kippur has the personal stamp and initiative of the individual. And let me finish with one final theme, which again is a massive topic, but just something to think about. The idea of tshuva and its effect is one which is very challenging. Right? The whole concept of tshuva seems to challenge the notion of justice, cause and effect. I'm not going to discuss the whole topic now. The question is, how do we understand tshuva? How can there be a serious busha and charata for the past, a serious davar shelo ba liolam, kabbalah la'asid? How can you go back and expunge your record or turn your record, your bad record, into a benefit, right? Nas and kizkuyos. The whole area of tshuva is difficult to understand. The Rav used to speak about the role of time in tshuva, and I'd like to take it in some little different directions as well. The Gemara says in Rosh Hashanah about the Yud Gimel Amidos, Shal Rachamim, right? Hashem, Hashem, Kel Racham V'Chanun, Erech Apayim. They play such an important role in the whole week of Aseres Yemei Tshuva, and in all Slichos, but particularly in Yom Kippur, right? It begins with Hashem, Hashem. And the Gemara says, right, Lifnei Achet, Ani Hashem, Lifnei Achet, Ani Hashem, La'achar Achet. It's Machlokas Rishonim, whether they're both Hashems are included in the number, Machlokas between Rashi, or Tudeus and Tosas, Ser Alatar, and Afid Zion, etc. The role of Shem Hashem in the Slichos, and especially Ani Hashem Kodem Achet, Ani Hashem La'achar Achet, is just the beginning. Right? Yom Kippur is a day of Chamesh Tvilos, the Eser Kiddushim, but it's also a day in which we continue to repeat Shem Hashem, right? In all of the Viduyim, and this isn't the mechanism that we happen to use. That's one of the dinim, the amount of time, Lashem Chatos, right, on the Sira Nasa Bifnim. Why do we emphasize so much the Shema Mefaras, the Shem Hashem? And what do we mean, Kodem Achet and Lachrach? I think the answer is this idea of time and the way that we relate to it in the context of Yadus and Kedusha in general and Tshuva more specifically. Right, the Shem Hashem refers to the obliteration of time zones. Hoya Hove V'yia. It's the idea of a relationship which doesn't just live in the moment, but in which the moment is connected to the past and connected to the future. The ability to have a sincere and legally significant Kabbalah la'asid is based on the idea that the future, see Pisa li'Yeshua, planning for the future halachically, is concrete. And the past, and the ability to be mizbayesh and mizcharet, is about the idea that the past isn't gone. Right? Every time we daven, then we invoke Skus Avos, every time we say Maisa Avos Simon Labanim, every holiday that we celebrate, Zecher Litzias Mitzrayim, every time we open up, you know, and Torah Shebichsav, you know, which was given and written so long ago, every time we engage in the discussion of Torah Shebaal Peh, which is part of the history, you know, of generations upon generations, right, stretching into the future, right? Es Asher Yeshno Po, the Es Asher Einenu. We acknowledge the fluidity of time when it comes to Kedusha, when it comes to Torah. The relationship between HaKadosh Baruch Hu and Klal Yisrael is an irrevocable bond. It's a marriage without the potential of divorce. When you have a relationship which can end, which can terminate at any time, so the moment is particularly important because it can be the last moment. And the past is context and the future is a question mark. But when you have a relationship which always has and always will exist, albeit it has its ups and downs, right? That whole relationship is just qualitatively a different relationship. The past is always significant. It's never, sometimes it's a blip on the radar screen because you can make up for it, and in context, what you did then is meaningless, or the opposite, right? Because this is a permanent relationship, what you did in the past is particularly painful. Because it's a permanent relationship, if what you did in the past, which was particularly painful, can be a catalyst for reorienting that relationship, resensitizing you, then you could actually take a past flaw, right, and turn it into a net catalyst, turning point, benefit. That's a short story. It requires much more. The idea is that proper tshuva, especially the tshuva that Yom Kippur relates to, as a day of Kulal Hashem, as Avdei Hashem, as they're saying, thriving, you know, with being presented with that challenge, particularly requires that ability to see the past, to feel responsible for the past, and to make commitments to the future for Klal Yisrael and as an individual. Yom Kippur is Kate Slicho Mechira Mechila L'Kol Yachid U'L'Kol Rabim, right? The role of the Rabim is particularly important, not just because of Schus HaRabim, but because that's the vehicle in which we connect all the way to the past and in which we can speak of the future. The Shliach Tzibur, right, should be somebody who's Zakein V'Ragil, right, who has a certain track record. It's better if he's married, if he has children. We've been studying Yevamos. I've been trying to push the idea that the role of Piri V'Rivya and Ishus, the role of somebody who's Roy L'Holid in Yibum, that sense of continuity is part of the expanded notion of Mishpacha and Achrayus. For the Shliach Tzibur, and the Vidui of the Rabbim is different than the Vidui of the Yachid, but that plays a particular role. Yom Kippur, we're Mizvada, even the Chataim, that we neutralize in the past. There's much more to say. But this idea of the past and the future integrating with the present explains the Shem HaMeforash and its role. And it also explains, and this will conclude, another theme in Mosifin, Michal Alakodesh. What better way to highlight the fact that the past is relevant and accessible, that the future, right, is something which is part of this larger relationship, than actually to have a day, a 24-hour day in the calendar, the 10th day of Tishrei, which includes, as part of it, the past and the future. The 10th day of Tishrei is really a day that includes Avar, Hoveh, and Asid. It's a day in which, when we proclaim Hashem, 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 Kodem Achet, Hashem, La'achar Achet, in addition to everything else, the Midah, that of course is Shem Hashem, the Midah of Rachmanus, right? Part of the Rachmanus is Hashem, Hashem, Kelrachum, V'chanun, Erech Apayim. Erech Apayim means we're not going to decide this in a moment, right? We're going to take the long view. V'rav Chesed, the MS, no tzer Chesed, la'alofim, no se avon, v'fesha, v'chata, v'nake. The ability of v'nake, all the Yud Gimel Midos, in different ways, it's a challenge to try to figure out, you know, what the themes really are. But what they share in common is this wider, broader perspective about the relationship. Therefore, on Yom Kippur, Dafka Yom Kippur, or for the other Rishonim, the source of it is Yom Kippur, Mosifin Mechal Al HaKodesh. We really take a piece of the past, we add a piece of the future, and that makes meaningful the concept of Itzuma Shel Yom. And with that, and with that opportunity, and relating in all these different ways, in terms of what Mosifim Bechol LaKodesh really represents, we can be assured, that when the Torah says Lifnei Hashem Titaru, and Rav Eliyona says that that's a chiyuv, a tzivui of tshuva, that it of course retains the pshat as well. Namely, it's a havtacha that a proper Yom Kippur will result in the promise of Lifnei Hashem Titaru. Not only Slicha and Kapara, but the Tahara, which makes possible a meaningful rest of the year. So I just want to wish everybody, excuse me, a Gemar Chasima Tova, and a Shnas Kain B'Shalom, and to repeat, we want to invite everybody to the Sukkah, Motzari Shabbos. I think we said 9 o'clock, right? Whoever's in the city and is able to come, and you know, isn't going to be insulting their family members by doing so. We don't want to cause civil wars either, but we'd love to see everybody. And then, you know, looking forward to the aftermath, you know, the brothers on the Monday and the regular Shaklavataria. Now we'll be going straight forward on the Tuesday after.